The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can navigate the daily highway of life. Sometimes it's the little things or larger issues that can throw us off road. If you're educated and aware, you can help to avoid these traps. And today, we got a trap for you. My special guest today is Tony Olson from D2. Tony is joining Brenda Geisinger and I. I'm going to talk about A1 and mental health. I think you're going to learn a lot today about this because AI is a mystery to everybody and what's going to happen. And we all have our ideas of what could happen. But Tony's got some new stuff for us. He's going to share with us today that are going to open your eyes. So with that, I want to welcome my guests, Tony Olson and Brenda Geisinger. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Art, for having me on. It's delightful to be with you and Brenda.
Well, it's good, Tony. We're glad you're here. And educate us. What's going on with D2? That's your company, and we work with D2. D2 is our provider, and they have been with us for 14, 15 years, the boys and girls, so I can attest for the quality of their work, the professionalism of their reps that come out and visit with you. They are willing to jump in on any community project or fun event that we've had. They've been great partners. If you need anybody out there to help you with your internet services, I can't rate higher than D2. They are just top shelf. So, Tony, after that, you can put the check in the mail and we'll be all set, okay?
Well, thank you, Art, that your kind words. It's wonderful to work with you. I think, and it's all about the kids. You always say it. We love to help you and we love to help the kids. That's one of the reasons I'm here with this program, is to help the community get it, but to see the important services that you continually provide. So I'm just so happy to be a part of this. Thank you.
We're glad to have you here. And Brenda is really your chief sponsor. Brenda has worked with you for a long time, and it's always been a great outcome. So Brenda, hats off to you.
Yeah, I'll say working with D2, I am not a computer person. I call the guts, the motherboard, the mothership, and they are so gentle with me. They know the whole spectrum of what quality is and ease me into understanding, helping me make our company do what we need to do and really do our work than focusing on the kids. They do their special work working with the computers and making us safe. It's just a good collaboration.
I'll tell you, and so much has changed in the 14 years. Tony not only provided us with protection, and we deal with a lot of very sensitive information, they came in and redid our whole system. We were so far out of whack with technology and behind the eight ball, we couldn't have done it without D2's help. So I'm giving you a plug, and I mean that sincerely. If anybody needs help out there, call D2.
Thank you, Art. And I think what you said is really important. What's one of the big things that's changed over the 14 years is originally IT was more of a, how can we be more productive? How can we be more efficient? And now it's turning more into, how do we keep ourselves secure? I think that was a very important thing that you just said.
And I think you look at a lot of colleges and universities, they're putting in place right now cybersecurity majors where you can come in and learn on cybersecurity and go into that business. So, yeah, you're right on. It's here. So, Twin, let me ask you, what are the biggest cyber threats right now for November 2025?
Well, and as you said, too, things are changing rapidly. One of the biggest changes, one of the things that are emerging right now is what's called AI social engineering and identity exploitation. Now, that's a lot of words. That's really, really big. What does that really mean? Attackers aren't only now going directly at the systems. They're actually going at the people using psychological methods, technology to implement psychological methods to trick people into giving them access. It's astounding. They're using things like hyper-personalized messages. So it's not just a general message spammed out to everybody. And we'll talk a little bit more about this later, but they're starting to use deep fakes that are confusing people with, you know, what is real and what is a fake.
This is a scary time, especially in our business where we deal so much on trust and what we have to do there. Trying to stay a step ahead of cybersecurity rascals is really a tough deal and a challenging deal right now. I know Brenda, and as a CEO of Boys and Girls Home, has to deal with all that sensitive HIPAA data. And when she does a good job, and with your help, we keep it private and we protect our clients. But it's an everyday challenge to be up to the newest scam that's out there. And scams don't just happen to individuals. As you know, they happen with companies, and they can damage individuals. So I got to tell you, staying on top of this, and Brenda, you said you weren't a computer person. You faked me out. I mean, you've done a great job.
Yeah, I think, you know, utmost is being confident in what we're doing and protecting our clients' information and always having those discussions and being aware of what are the potential risks and then trying to stay ahead of it and always being attuned to what is going on in the world with computers and technology and how can we integrate also those services with what we do with our clients. Yeah. You know, when we do those telehealth calls, video, that we are being compliant and secure and all those nuances.
That you had this new challenge for you. You know, let's take a look at why is A1 such a game changer for cybercrime? We're coming into the holiday season where a lot of people will be using charge cards, et cetera, and being people will be scammed again. It always happens every holiday time. So, Terry, why is A1 such a game changer?
Yeah. So just in case people don't know, AI stands for artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I can get it wrong.
No, that's okay. I think a lot of people don't understand what's coming. The thing that's happening that's a radical change right now is earlier cyber attacks, many of them were done manually. If they were done in mass, they were cumbersome and awkward. People could easily kind of see it. You know, the Nigerian prince wanting some money, you know, sending everybody.
Oh, yeah, we've had those.
Those kind of things, right? But now what's happening with AI is these people are able to do in mass customization, which seems like an oxymoron. How can you do that? Well, they can learn about people and organizations, feed this into their AI system, and out can pop custom messages specifically to individuals who they know are in the position to make an influence. So it's the scale they can do it, the speed they can do it. The other thing, which this is huge change for people, there's a human factor element. They're learning psychology. They're able to learn what tricks and triggers are able to get people to do things. That didn't exist in the pimply-faced kid that was sitting in his mom's basement doing this before. These are business organizations, many of them overseas, trying to attack us with the full force of an organization, research development, product development people. So I think scale and speed, human factor, and the financial impact. I mean, they can get massive amounts of money, and it's you know, very valuable to them. And so this didn't exist before. And it's coming hard and fast right now.
Well, I'm sure those funds that come in from their activities certainly do not go to a good source. They probably are going to support other activities in the ground of the world that are not good for us. Hey, you're listening to And Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM 90.9 FM. I'm Art Silver, along with my guest Tony Olson and Brenda Geisinger. And we're talking about AI and the impact of AI on us. So, Tony, you got D2. I'm sure you got some answers there, but what can individuals do to protect themselves?
That's a great question, Art. And it's something that you need to stay on top of. It's something that is always changing because of the threats. But one of the first things that people need to do, wherever possible, enable multi-factor authentication. Some people call it MFA, multi-factor authentication. And it's critical because that's like another level of check. So if somebody can come in and take your credentials, they can act like you. But if you have that set up, for example, it'll send a text to your own phone. So if you see something like that, you can say, I'm not enabling this. This didn't come from me. So that the extra level of check is right now, I think, one of the most important thing people can do.
But aren't they getting really clever there and luring you into answering that phone call or that message? Hey, you just won $1 million. Well, this ain't Publishers Clearing House. They're out of business. What that? But I'm just saying, sometimes it's very difficult not to answer that email. So you got to take a complete discipline of it. You don't know it, don't open it. And I think we get that warning from you every time we have a message come in that you guys have looked at it and it's okay. So, I mean, that's another level of protection that we have. While I'm on that topic, what can businesses do to help themselves?
Well, you know, it's very, very similar. Businesses have a bigger piece that they've got to worry about because there's so many different people that are involved. But I think They also need to look at adopting multi-factor authentication. It's cumbersome. People don't like it. It takes me longer to get into the website. But it's where we're at today. It's necessary. You have to take that little bit of a hit. There's also a couple quick things like endpoint security, adopting zero trust architecture, which we've built for you guys. And I won't go into any more detail because that's part of our security. We don't tell people what we do. That's a big generic term. The other part I think is there has to be regular backups, encryption. And one of the most important things, because these AI attacks are attacking people, it's ongoing employee cybersecurity training and awareness, because the biggest flaw in the system right now is the human being.
Yeah, how many folks out there have cyber training for their organizations? If you don't, give D2 a call. They'll make you aware of it. And I wanted to believe is that if you know what you got to do, you'll do it. And so they've been really good, and I attest to that. Hey, we're coming up on our break right now, so please continue your morning chill, another cup of coffee. We'll be right back when more of Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Oh, I forgot to take the garbage out again. My team came home who knows when last night. That guy just cut me off. My boss totally doesn't get what I'm trying to do for his company. When will I enjoy life again? Will I ever catch up? I really should visit my parents soon before it's too late. Why is this guy in front of me stopping at a green light? Go!
It's time for a checkup from the neck up to put yourself in a better state of mind. Sometimes it all seems to be coming at us pretty fast. Our instinct is to conquer our issues before we enjoy our actual life. It seems we just can't get caught up. That's when stress and anxiety absorb everything. Family Services, Inc. is here to get you back to enjoying your life. A call to Family Services will put you on a direct path to more happiness and inner peace. It's time you appreciate the things that matter most. Let the sun heat your back and enjoy the day and laugh with guiltless, stress-free joy. Call Family Services today at 293-4900. That's 293-4900.
I feel good.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Tony Olson from D2 and Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer for Boys and Girls Home. And we're talking about AI. And I got to tell you, folks, before we went on break, Tony talked about authorization when you go into a website. They want to make sure it's you. You got to protect yourself. But that also involves another password, another site to go. Now, I'm older. This really gets me, but it's necessary. And I think if you want to protect yourself, slow down. I'm going back to the old days of when you turn a computer on and you just start going. And we don't have that anymore, but that's about as basic as I'm going to get with this thing, and that's what I like to get back to. Can you give me just one button? Can you give me one security key? We're getting too many options out there, and those options all tend to confuse you, depending on which way you go. For yesterday, I had a Zoom call, and I had to go on Red Booth. What the heck is Red Booth? I click on the line. I expect to go to Zoom. This is brand new. And the first thing they asked me for, what's your password? I said, oh, man, now I'm totally frustrated. I'm mad. I said, this is like a trap. But it's necessary. So I think when we go into business relationship, we need to right up front say, how are we going to communicate?
It is necessary.
How are we going to communicate and then get that locked in? So, Tony, let me ask you, you got a story to share with us.
I do, Art. Yeah. And I think this is one of those that reinforces your point. It's necessary because I've had a couple people, business leaders ask me, do I really need to do this? I can pretty much tolerate risk. I don't think this is really necessary. This is a real world story. There is a company called Arup, I think I'm pronouncing it properly. They had something like a Zoom call. It's funny that you just mentioned that. And do you remember the old Mission Impossible movies where the guys would fake them out and then at the end they would peel the rubber mask off the head and like, oh, it's Tom Cruise. The digital version of that is actually happening right now. And by digital version, I mean, there was a executive called to an Arup. I think it was a board meeting. On a Zoom-like call, I don't know if it was Zoom or what platform there is, doesn't matter. But when he got on the meeting, his CEO was there, his board of directors were there, a handful of people. He knows them. And they were going through the normal meeting. They know the agenda. They know the topics at hand. And they then near the end, they asked him to transfer 200 million Hong Kong to these various places to facilitate the businesses that they were doing. He did it, of course. He was looking right at him. They were telling him to do it. What happened was these cyber criminals developed AI. They got videos and audios of these people. They developed digital masks and digital voices so that when they talked, their own voice would transmute into the voice of the CEO or whoever the person was.
Trying to fix my voice.
Yeah. I mean, it's astounding how these fakes are getting so accurate. So obviously was a lot of planning. And the whole meeting carried off. He believed he was in this, meeting with the actual people. Nobody else in the meeting was real except him.
Wow.
And 200 million in Hong Kong was like 25, 26 million U.S. gone. And so there's an example of this is a real AI developed deep fake video and audio in real time. The facial expressions, not out of sync, all that sort of stuff. And it cost them millions and millions of dollars. And this is happening more than people think. And it's just one example. So these attacks are real. They're costly, and you have to use the protections that are in place.
Well, I got to tell you, I really think about Brenda's job and what she has to do to protect all this sensitive data of all of our clients, not just on the Boys and Girls Home side, but Family Services. And I'm so proud to say she does a great job at it. We take it seriously. That information is absolutely critical. It's also that confidentiality is so important to our relationship with our clients. I can tell you come in the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, you're going to get treated and understand that we protect that information very, very seriously. We take that, and it's so important. And Brenda, you do a good job on that.
Thank you. Our clients really trust us. And we hold that sacred. And even in conversations, unless you have a right to know, you will not know. And we value that, whether it's electronic records or just day-to-day conversations. We make sure you have a right to know, and we hold that just to close to our chest.
So many entities have required us to use the computer. You can't fill out a form, and not that that's bad, but it opens up another portal that you have to protect your information from. Yep. And these folks are, as Tony said, they're pretty sophisticated. Some are done with national government support. And we're just targets. They prey on us. So folks, whether it be your individual accounts or at your businesses, don't take this lightly, because you don't want to say, well, it happened to me and now I got this mess to clear up. Do everything you can up front to protect yourself. We have a bunch of folks out there, very sophisticated, very well financed, and they have the ability to really upset your life. So please take it personally and take it business-wise. The business leaders out there, always do a little sanity check. Where am I? Get a second opinion. Just say, am I doing okay? Can I do better? What am I missing? Because this changes so quickly. So Tony, let me ask you this. How big is this problem?
Well, yeah, and the this problem is huge across the board. I mean, we're talking on the order of trillions of dollars across the world where they're trying to be able to get their hands on. And one of the things that is new that I'd like to bring out, this is brand new information that's coming out, is these attacks are starting to cross what I would call the cyber-human barrier. Our two worlds are colliding. Mental health and cybersecurity are crossing. And what this new information is just out in early October is that AI is starting to cause what mental health officials are calling AI-induced digital psychosis. Now, what is that? And how does that happen? I mean, at a high level, we've been working with AI for ourselves and our customers 3-4 years. And we noticed very early on AI gets things wrong. It makes mistakes and it's outright wrong. The other things I think we were one of the early ones to recognize is that it would have like a kind of hallucinations, I think they call them, where it would. So getting something wrong would be, we did the study in to see what coffee shops are in Vermilion, just a simple study. It got one wrong, like a grinder place. It called like a grind. It thought it was coffee. That was a mistake, but it actually invented a coffee shop that wasn't there and was never there. So they still don't understand. Developers and researchers don't understand why the models do that. Now, what's happening now with this induced psychosis is AI is built to be very affirming. It's built to be very positive. So when you give it something, it'll come back and reaffirm, like, that's such a great thing. That you're really intuitive. You're showing some good insight. Where that goes wrong with patients, if you will, or people who already have a psychosis, is it starts to feed on their own psychosis, reinforcing them, because AI is not human. AI is not a therapist. People should not use AI in place of human therapy. But they're starting to do that, and they're going down this rabbit hole of their own making, and AI is just reinforcing it and reinforcing it. One quick piece of data. OpenAI, which is the company behind ChatGPT, says there are 1.2 million instances per week of people bringing suicidal thoughts their AI chatbot.
Oh, geez.
And this is all just exploding, like right now. It's just happening right now.
What the hell? You want to strangle these people. They don't understand how sensitive our children are and how you can really push a kid a different way. We've heard this online with bullying in schools that have resulted in suicides. Listen, folks, this is serious stuff. It's changing every day. Tony, can you give us your advice for our listeners as we kind of wrap this up?
Yeah, I guess a couple of quick pieces. If you could kind of only take one thing away, I'll give two. Multi-factor authentication, do it. Passwords, passwords, passwords. Don't copy them. Don't reuse them. Make sure they're good. Don't use your dog's name, all that sort of stuff. Be good at that. The other thing is holiday shopping. Maybe really quick on holiday shopping. Go direct to the manufacturer's website. Don't click on links. Don't look at special deals that look so good. They'll be at the website too. And other simple things, be aware of scams and use credit cards. Don't use debit cards, because once that money's gone, it's gone. Credit card, they'll work with you on the
good
scam.
Advice. So, good advice. Good advice. Well, Brenda, you sir, and you listen to all of this. What are you going to do to stay? What are you going to do to stay safe?
I think even though I may not be computer suave, mm-hmm. I know I need to learn it, and I trust the experts to teach me. Burying my hand in the sand is not going to protect me. It's not going to protect clients or the businesses. So not knowing is not an excuse. That's you great. Have to be prepared.
That's great coming from an executive. And one last thing before we get off the air here. Hey, Brenda, you're going to be moving your kids into a new place soon.
So I am. Very excited.
We're a very exciting time for you, and you've worked hard on this, so we're looking forward to this. Well, folks, that's kind of wrapped up our show for this week. But before we go, I want to remind you that next week, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, they're having their tour of homes. There are still tickets available, so please call Big Brothers, Big Sisters, go online, pick a time, and go off and support their annual fundraiser, Tour of Homes, four homes out at Dakota Dunes. Bring a couple of friends with you. It's a great time. You can start your visits anytime from 9 in the morning up till 5 in the afternoon. So please, support them. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Tour of Homes going on next week. So get your tickets now. We want to thank you for joining us. And Tony and Brenda, thank you for sharing your expertise today. We hope we just got one person on the right foot, and we can solve a problem. When Things Aren't Going Well, I'll be back next Saturday morning right here at 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework this week, go out and have a good laugh. Peace be with you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling. Till then, happy trails to you, till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.